The World This Week, Politics.
Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets all over Cuba. They have a long list of complaints, from the communist dictatorship's inept handling of COVID-19 to empty supermarket shelves and power cuts. Miguel Díaz-Canel, the president, decried the protests, the largest sign of popular revolt in 6 decades, and deployed riot police. Nearly 150 people have gone missing. Many of these are thought to have been arrested. It remained unclear who was behind the murder last week of Jovenel Moïse, the president of Haiti. The national chief of police declared that a Haitian doctor who lives in Florida plotted the attack. More than a dozen former Colombian soldiers said to have been involved in the plot were paraded on Haitian television. Conspiracy theories abound involving senior Haitian politicians. A power vacuum has been created. 3 men are vying for the top job. In South Africa, scores of people were killed and hundreds of shops, factories and warehouses burnt in riots instigated by allies of Jacob Zuma, a former president who was jailed for refusing to appear before a commission investigating corruption during his term in office. The government has sent in the army to stop the worst violence since the end of apartheid in 1994. With the country mired in an economic crisis, 2 of Lebanon's main power plants shut down, taking the entire national grid offline and leaving most Lebanese without electricity. The power plants unexpectedly found that their fuel supply had been cut off. At least 92 people died when a COVID-19 ward caught fire at a hospital in Iraq. It is the second such incident in 3 months.